Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
All right, well, it is time once again for us to turn the lights down a bit, light the candles, and get ready for some great soul, neo-soul, R&B, and hip-hop music. I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee, and coming up, as promised, new music. I've got the latest from Selena Johnson. She teams up with an R&B crooner that we haven't heard from in a while, plus another new one from Jill Scott's latest project, and I'll tell you about my evening with her last week, and we'll get to a tribute to the late Bobby Christina, the latest on her death and funeral, plus an old school request and a brand new feature. I want you to hang out for that in the second half of the show. But first, 3 years after they came together for what was an incredible single, number one single, many, many countries all over the world, they are back together again. Disclosure and Sam Smith have released a new song. The video is out as well. You can find it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one. And it is a hot song, of course, that is to be expected, with some very interesting elements. So why don't we start things off with Omen, it's Disclosure, and Sam Smith inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, I'm here to change. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame.
It's a lament, call my baby crying for the seven lightning. It must be a lament, needed you to show me the words you are lonely.
You were waiting, I was making. You left before my eyes. And it hit me, you're relocating, and I need you by my side.
Music is the language of the soul.
sets for the night. And the moon and stars light up the sky. Your love brings me so much peace. Yes, we live in the lullaby for a beautiful rhapsody. Hope you feel the pulse of my heartbeat. We're in sync.
Album Chapter 6, Couples Therapy. That was Selena Johnson along with Dave Hollister. How long has it been since we've heard from him? The song is called Harmony. And again, it is from her 7th studio album. She said that this album is about relationships. It's about her relationship with her husband, but also relationships in general. The ones that you have with your siblings, the ones that you have with your children, dealing with all of the emotions that come in, out, and through it. And I just think Selena Johnson has like the most incredible voice. And when she gets with these really talented brothers, well, there's magic and harmony. If you are in South Africa, you may be able to catch her. She is going to be there August 18th through the 22nd before she comes back and finishes up the Couples Therapy Tour here in the U.S. So check into that and see if you can get some tickets. You will not be disappointed. Speaking of South Africa, we are going to now pay tribute to one of South Africa's beloved sons. Today would be his birthday. I'm talking about the incomparable Lucky Dube. He was born August the 3rd, 1964. He found music in school. He was working as a young child and then was encouraged by his mom to go to school to get his education. And while he did fairly well as a student, he realized that music was his first love. So he began singing in the choir, eventually became the choral director. And then he and a few of his buddies found instruments locked away in the closet. Broke into the closet. They started playing the instruments, learning how to play them and master them until the teacher found out what was going on and everybody got in trouble. But luckily that did not discourage him from moving closer and closer to his destiny toward a musician. And that is exactly what he did. He became one of the most prolific songwriters in reggae music and certainly on the continent of Africa. Unfortunately, in 2007, he was brutally shot and killed in front of his children in Johannesburg by some carjackers. And I'll tell you, I was very fortunate, I think around 2003 or 2004, to actually see Lucky Dube perform in Senegal, and he was phenomenal. So Happy birthday to the great Lucky Dubé. Here he is with House of Exile. May he rest in peace. This is Soul Lounge.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
I wonder if I took these scars and poured dirt in them. Would I grow me a brand new heart with love work again? If I keep letting you hurt me, I might have took complete insanity. Cause everything in me is telling me to go. Cause I can't keep on crying when I see you. Messing up my makeup, thinking you won't change. But everything to say, I started keeping secret. Got my heart pieces, I'm about to pick myself up. Yo. You won't wake up in the morning. Yo. And find out that I'm already gone. Got a one-way ticket, here's your goodbye song. While you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. You won't wake up anymore. Find out that I'm already gone. Got a one-way ticket, here's your goodbye song. And while you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. Yeah. While you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. While you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. Boy, I had everything. I never thought about.
so much control of me. Your love it really had me bugging, man. If I don't let you go, you'll just keep on hurting me more and more. Cause everything in me is telling me to go. Goodbye song, and while you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. You won't wake up anymore. Find out that I'm already gone. Got a one-way ticket, here's your goodbye song. And while you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. While you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. While you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase. One foot out the door, you won't hurt me no more. Got my things, I'm on my way. There's no reason for me to stay. Cause I finally see the truth.
All right, from her London Sessions album, of course, that was Mary J. Blige with Suitcase inside Soul Lounge. The Lady DJ still here with you. Don't forget that if you have a request for anything that you hear on the Soul Lounge or even just VOA 1, or you just want to say hello, because I love just reaching out to you and talking to you, connecting with you. I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and I promised that for like the next week or so, if you follow me, I'll follow you back. So we'll be friends like that, okay? So make sure you do that. Some sad news coming out of Georgia last week. Bobby Christina Brown, that would be the daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, passed away. She was in hospice care. She passed away as a result of some, I guess, injuries that were sustained after being found in a bathtub about 6 months ago. So her funeral took place over the weekend in Georgia. It was a private funeral, just the family there. I understand she was buried next to her mom, who, as we all know, passed away too soon. And the Brown family and the Houston family, as you can imagine, are really going through it right now and asking that we all respect their privacy and their space. So we won't talk too much about the details. Really, all I want to do is just kind of pay tribute to her through her mom and give you this one. This is probably one of my favorites, and I think one of the world's favorite Whitney Houston songs. This is from her debut album. It's called The Greatest Love of All, inside the Soul Lounge.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
All right, welcome to the second half of the Soul Lounge. The Lady DJ, Shauna Renee, still here with you. I've got new music from an actress who hasn't released an album in over 10 years. In fact, I didn't even know she released an album 10 years ago. She's got this new song. I really like it. I can't wait to play it for you and tell you who I'm talking about. Plus, a request. We are going to take it so far back. You're going to love this classic soul from one of my homegirls coming up as well. And we have a brand new feature, so stick around for that. We are going to introduce a feature called Strong in the City. We're going to talk about some of the cultural goings on here in the U.S. and around the world, things that you should really be interested in and check out. Now, speaking of things you may or may not have been interested in, unless you have been under a rock, you know that there's this big internet beef going on between Meek Mill, who, I don't know, is it fair to say is better known as Nicki Minaj's boyfriend, and Drake, who we all know and who is a friend and a colleague and a label mate of Nicki Minaj. So Meek Mill essentially accused Drake of not writing his own rhymes, which is like the worst thing you can say about a rapper. And they've gone back and forth and out of it. Of course, we're talking about the two of them, and some diss tracks have come. And I talk about it in depth during my segment on International Edition. If you go to voanews.com, you can find it there. And I'll go ahead and post the link up to it as well on my Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, so you can kind of get the rundown. But I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity, since I love hip hop in the second half, to hit you with a little bit of Drake. So why don't we do that? This is Energy inside the Soul Lounge.
Yeah. Way, way, way up. Turn it all up. Yeah. Look. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take away from a put the kid and pray for you. I got girls in real life tryna f*** up my day. Going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real popping with my family too. I got that can never leave Canada too. I got two mortgages, 30 million in total. I got that is still tryna f*** me over. I got rap that I gotta act like I like, but my acting days are over for life. Yeah. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from it, with the kid and pray for you. I got people talking down, man, like I give a f***. I bought this one a purse, I bought this one a truck, I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall. I keep buying, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi, so they could talk about the timeline and show me pictures of their friends, just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you, we gon' see. I got money in the courts, so all my are free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from it. With the kid and pray for you. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, fuck all of you. I ain't finished. Y'all don't wanna hear me say it's a go. Y'all don't wanna see win-win 50 or woe. I got real ones living past Kennedy Row. I got real ones with me everywhere that I go. I'm trying to tell you, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Every time I see them, something wrong with their memory. Trying to take away from it. So tired of saving all these. Mike. Ha.
Yeah. Run up.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from it. With the kid and pray for you.
Music is the language of the soul.
It's the journey.
This is the Soul Lounge, the Lady DJ here with you. Okay, so who was that? That was Tisha Campbell Martin. Remember the show Martin? The show Martin? And remember Gina? Yeah, that was Tisha Campbell Martin. And she was also on My Wife and Kids. She played the wife there. So we know her mainly as an actress. But 20 years ago, she released an album. I mean, she's always been a singer. She sung on all of those shows. But she released an album 20 years ago called Tisha. And now she's back with a new album. That song is called Steel Here. And that's S-T-E-E-L Here. And it's really kind of funky. And I really like it. And I'll be, you know, bumping that in the car on my way home today. Go Tisha. Speaking of Martin, I just want to mention this really quickly. I heard that they're going to try to bring that sitcom back, and Ashanti is going to be playing the role of Gina. So it'll be kind of interesting to see. That's the only casting call or verification that I've received so far, but you know, I'll keep you posted on that. All right, so I told you that we have a new feature. There are so many things going on around the world as it relates to African American and African and culture of the African diaspora outside of music, and I don't often get a chance to talk to you about it because I'm so busy doing other things. So I decided to invite my good friend, and we've worked together and traveled the world together many years ago, and she is now part of our family at VOA1, Nikki Strong, to sit down with me every week just to kind of talk about the goings on, and we're calling it Strong in the City. Yes,
that'll work.
How are you, Nikki?
I'm fine.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Likewise.
So you were out and about recently, and you caught up with the gorgeous, beautiful Beverly Johnson.
Yes, Theo.
She has a new event. Is it called Boss? Is that what it is?
Okay, so you have the Boss Network.
Okay,
and the Boss stands for Bringing Out Successful Sisters, and their mission for the most part is to promote and encourage the small business spirit and career development of women. So it's an online community of professional and entrepreneur women who support each other through conversation online and event based marketing, primarily women of color. Mm-hmm. And right now they're doing the Ladies That Lead Tour, primarily stateside. And it features the iconic Beverly Johnson. So I went to the event when it came to DC and I got to hear Beverly Johnson talk. As you know, she's the first black supermodel on the cover of Vogue, the first one to grace Elle. She's an actress, an author, a businesswoman, a beauty brand ambassador, an entrepreneur, and to be colloquial, just the bomb diggity. Mm.
Okay.
And she came in and shared a good part of her journey. Mm-hmm. She has a book that is coming out called The Face That Changed It All, a memoir. Mm-hmm. And so these events also help her to talk about her book.
And my understanding is that she's very honest in this book. Like, she tells everything that needs to be told in an attempt to help us better understand what one must go through in order to get to the point where she is today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was very charming and mm-hmm. captivating. And she was very much, look, I tell it all. I tell what I did. She said, don't judge me. She mm-hmm. said, I tell on this person. I tell on that person. She mm-hmm. said, I tell on everybody. Mm-hmm. She said, don't judge me. She said, but it really is a memoir of her journey, her unique journey. She talks about Cosby. I know.
I was going to say we would be remiss not to talk about that because she came out as one of the women who accused Bill Cosby of inappropriate sexual conduct and drugs.
What was interesting is that at the event she said, you know what? She was reading about these stories and she knew about what happened to her. And she said, she sat there and she said, you know, I have this information. And I was blessed in that I wasn't raped. And she said, and I'm also in a position, you know, of influence, and I have a platform of privilege. And she had to sit with it for a while because she knew she would get some backlash because mm-hmm. as a black woman putting another black man out there and realizing just how that situation is, that conversation is. But she sat about it. She said, you know, can I really go to sleep at night knowing what I know? So mm-hmm. she decided to speak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she talked about, she even started the speech by saying that, acknowledging President Obama's comments where he says that a woman who's been drugged and then having sex with her without her consent is rape. Mm-hmm. And she shares that, you know, she's into speaking out against violence against women mm-hmm. and that helping women is becoming more and more a part of her life's work. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that goes along with this whole notion of empowering women, because once you empower yourself in that way, then you can move on and concentrate on other things. And she is an entrepreneur. And I know that we were talking off air that she's been doing a lot of things in and around the beauty industry. And of course, that's what she's best known for as a model. And you were telling me the story. She's working with a Nigerian woman to develop. Is it a line of hair?
Cosmetics.
Okay, cosmetics.
So she already has a hairline, mm-hmm. you know, and she jokingly says, if you didn't buy the hair from BeverlyJohnson.com, it's not mine. If you got it online from someplace else, mm-hmm. if you get it in a store and then come to me and say that hair was not good, she said, it wasn't my hair. Mm. She said,
well, and we're talking about, like, you know, weave.
Weave, right? Yes, okay. Her hair extensions and wigs. Right. She was like, BeverlyJohnson.com, that's the real McCoy. Mm. But as an entrepreneur, one of the things that she's, you know, she's been involved in the beauty business, and she met a Nigerian woman who was creating her own natural cosmetic lines. And Beverly Johnson said, I'm not a fan of the natural cosmetic lines. Mm-hmm. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. She said, but she decided to just try the sister stuff. And she said she loved it. Mm-hmm. She loved it. She was like, oh my goodness, we have to do something with that. So that's something that she is working on as well.
Kind of putting her money where her mouth is, like actually supporting women as they do things, not just by providing them with information, but also resources.
Right.
Background and resources.
Which is probably why she's also part of the Boss Network as well.
Yes. Okay, so for anyone who is listening, and I know we're all over the world, and sometimes all we can do is just get some information, just read up on what's really going on. So if someone wants to learn more about the Boss Network or, you know, see what else she's up to, where do they go? What do they do?
They can go to BeverlyJohnson.com. Mm-hmm. There you can find out about some of her business endeavors. You can also pre-order her book. Her book, her memoir, The Face That Changed It All, comes out August 28th. She's encouraging people to pre-sell it. She said, I want to break another record. And she's really trying to use her platform and her resources mm-hmm. to bring other women up along with her.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, thank you, Nikki. And I look forward to talking to you every week. And I mean, I know you are out and about doing all kinds of things, going to all kinds of events. So you'll be able to come back and let us know what we're missing.
Yes, that'll work.
All right, appreciate that. Well, you know, speaking of Beverly Johnson being a beautiful, natural woman, I thought that, you know, this would be the perfect time to get a request. I got this request a few weeks ago from my friend William K.O., a huge fan of Aretha Franklin. And I said, well, you know what? Why not just take it all the way back? So this is some old school soul for you. William, my darling, this is for you. Aretha Franklin, Natural Woman. inside the Soul Lounge.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
inside the Soul Lounge.
Pieces of me were scattered, blowing in the cold in different directions. Couldn't get better, couldn't get no better, no matter, no matter how hard I tried. Then I looked into your eyes, and everything felt like it could be alright. Somebody sing. Mm-hmm.
Put me back together again.
Somebody sing. Hey!
So that was the latest from Jill Scott called Back Together from her new album, Woman, inside the Soul Lounge. I was fortunate enough to check out Jill Scott last week when she stopped here in Washington, D.C. And as can be expected, she tore the house down. She continues to sound great, and she's just a phenomenal songwriter. And if you haven't checked out the new album, you should. It's not probably what you would expect if you're looking for what we've known of Jill Scott in the past. This is the maturation of Jill Scott. This is her coming into her woman, as you were. So listen to it with an open mind and open ears, and I think it'll probably become one of the favorites in your collection. All right, so as we move on, here is a lady. She's going to be receiving her Hollywood Walk of Fame star next week. Now, I was surprised that she didn't have one already. I'm talking about Mariah Carey. She's been in the game for years, 18 number one, tons and tons of Grammy Awards. It seems like August the 5th, she's going to receive the 2,556th star. So Lee Daniels is going to be there, and Brett Ratner is going to be there, and I'm sure her family will be there as well. One of the most successful acts in music. And I remember the first time I heard Mariah Carey. And I'll never forget the song, and it still remains one of my favorites. So why don't we hit another old school, huh? This is her very first hit, Vision of Love, Mariah Carey, inside the Soul Lounge.
Treated me kind, sweet destiny, carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I believe somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. Vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me.
Mariah Carey inside the Soul Lounge. Thank you so much for hanging out. I really appreciate it. As always, I have such a good time here with you, and we will be back next week doing the same exact thing. But in the meantime, as I've always reminded you, if you have a request or a question about anything that you've heard, you can reach out to us via social media. I am on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ, and the number 1. And then you can also find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And for those of you who just want to reach out and kind of learn more about VOA 1, we have another account, and that is VOA_music.com. So we're going to shut things down now, turn off the lights, and see you next week. Have a good one. Peace.
Name it the truth. Away from here, don't be confused, babe. The way is